This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Why? We still don't know why a gunman opened fire at a birthday party in Colorado Springs, Colorado, killing six people before killing himself. The suspected shooter was the boyfriend of a woman at the party. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey said in a statement, "My heart breaks for the families who have lost someone they love and for the children who have lost their parents." And Governor Jared Polis said in a statement how devastating the shooting was on Mother's Day, especially as many of us are spending the day celebrating the women in our lives who have made us the people we are.
Overseas in Jerusalem. Israeli police firing tear gas, stun grenades, and rubber bullets clashed with stone-throwing Palestinians at a Jerusalem holy site. Palestinian medics say hundreds of Palestinians had to go to hospitals. 21 officers hurt, say the police. AP correspondent Ilan Ben Zion is in Jerusalem.
All this is taking place during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which has only made things a bit more complicated and obviously has increased the emotional tension about any of this conflict.
That pipeline that carries gasoline from Texas to the Northeast is still shut down. Experts say gasoline prices are unlikely to be affected if the pipeline is back to normal in the next few days. A cyber attack led to the shutdown. People close to the extortion investigation are pointing to a criminal gang known as Darkside as the culprit. Chinese state media say Beijing will draw what it calls a separation line atop Mount Everest to prevent the coronavirus from being spread by climbers ascending on Nepal's side of the mountain. This is AP News. Now to Britain and the royal family. Here's our Ben Thomas.
An investigative report by Britain's Sunday Times and Channel 4 Television says Prince Michael of Kent, Queen Elizabeth's cousin, was willing to use his royal status for personal profit and to seek favors from Russia's president. The undercover investigation saw reporters pose as investors of a non-existent South Korean gold company. The 78-year-old Prince Michael allegedly told them via Zoom that he would give their company his royal endorsement for a $200,000 fee. A business partner also reportedly told the fake investors Michael could be hired for about $14,000 a day to make confidential representations on their behalf to Vladimir Putin, describing him as Her Majesty's unofficial ambassador to Russia. His office says Michael earns his own living through a consultancy company that he's run for over 40 years, adding he has no special relationship with Putin. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.